This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the medal winners of the Commonwealth Games 2026 at his residence in New Delhi. Sharing a video message, Mr. Modi said that those who participate in sports will prosper in life and urge citizens to always cheer for Bharat.
जो खेलेगा वो खिलेगा. Always cheer for Bharat. Bharat Mata ki.
Jai.
Bharat Mata ki.
Jai.
Bharat Mata ki.
Jai.
India finished at the fourth spot on the medal table at the games held in Glasgow, Scotland, between 23rd of July and the 2nd of August. Indian athletes won 39 medals, including 13 gold, 17 silver, and 9 bronze across various sporting disciplines. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is being celebrated nationwide to foster a sense of patriotism among citizens, strengthen national unity, and promote India's cultural heritage. The campaign marks the fifth year of the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative, which began in 2022 and has since evolved into one of the country's largest public participation movements. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity, and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration or patriotism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Tricolour is the pride of the nation and a constant source of inspiration to always give the best for the country." The Prime Minister expressed happiness, saying that this year's efforts are dedicated to Vande Mataram as it marks its 150th anniversary. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today hoisted the national flag at the flag point in Sri Vijayapuram, the capital of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. On the occasion, he paid tribute to the brave freedom fighters. The Vice President also attended the state function Tiranga Concert on Vande Mataram, held at the auditorium of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Institute of Technology. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor sent a global message that India will go to any extent to ensure the safety of its citizens while protecting the Sindoor worn by the women of this country. The minister said this at the inaugural event of the Sindoor Maharaktadan Yatra blood donation camp at Base Hospital in New Delhi. The defense minister commended the Indian Defense Forces for eliminating terrorists and their handlers based in Pakistan and ensuring that those who dared to cast an evil eye on India faced their dire consequences. The Jharkhand government has reached an agreement on most of the demands of the students protesting against alleged irregularities in JPSC and JSSC examinations. State Minister Sudivya Kumar Sonu said the government has agreed to cancel the 14th JPSC preliminary examination and the 2023-25 backlog examinations. The minister stated this while talking to media following talks between the state government and protesting students today. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has said that over 1 crore and 25 lakh houses have been sanctioned so far under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban PMAYU and PMAYU 2.0. Of these, more than 1 crore houses have been completed and handed over to beneficiaries across the country, with around 1 crore of the houses allotted to women. During the Central Sanctioning and Monitoring Committee meeting chaired by the Housing and Urban Affairs Secretary Satyendra Singh, over 2,09,000 houses were sanctioned under the PMAYU 2.0 for economically weaker section families in 16 states and union territories. Indian weightlifter Maharajan Arumuga Pandian clinched the silver medal in the men's 65 kg category at the Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan today. Maharajan produced a new personal best total of 285 kg, lifting 128 kg in the snatch and 157 kg in the clean and jerk to secure the silver. Vietnam's Hong Thach claimed the gold medal with a total lift of 291 kg, finishing 6 kg ahead of Maharajan. And with that, we end this news bulletin.